This week's honoree is a South Jersey farmer who grows unique crops that bring the flavors of home to immigrants from around the world.
That's my passion. That's what I wanted to do.
That's the voice of Morris Cabolo. He's owner and operator of Morris Cabolo's World Crop Farm in Buena Vista, New Jersey. The 13-plus acres are filled with vegetables and herbs many Americans have never heard of. So I took a visit.
This is the roselle. See how people cut it? They love it a lot. And we eat it raw.
You just eat it raw?
Yeah.
It has a fruity taste almost.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Morris grows Liberian roselle, jute leaves, bitterball, and all sorts of crops loved by people from all over the globe.
Who needs that joy, that feeling that they are at home?
During harvest season, customers pick their own produce. Morris charges just over a dollar a pound. The low prices and fine freshness have people driving hours.
From Maryland, Virginia, some from Rhode Island.
We can't serving.
Oh no, girl. Right. I think like yeah.
7:30.
Yeah. 7:45. Mm-hmm. We'll start picking around like 8.
Dwede and George Wilson spent 2 hours at Morris Farm. They drove from Philadelphia to pick Kitterly and other ethnic produce, perfect for their favorite dishes.
For this leaf, carry, cut it up, slash it. We add our meat, goes with tteokbokki oil, then we cook it.
Wonderful.
They keep us healthy. Very, very good.
That wonderful George is talking about, Liberian Kitterly tteokbokki. But the crop that attracts the masses, the peppers, which on a scale of 1 to 10 is...
10 is hot.
It's very hot.
Very, very hot.
The jalapenos that they grow here commonly are not hot enough. Habaneros aren't hot enough. He's gone and gotten extremely hot. Hi, my name is Rick Van Vranken. And when I heard the good souls, I said, that's Morris.
Rick is the county agricultural agent with Rutgers Cooperative Extension in Atlantic County. He first encountered Morris back in 2006 when they were introduced by a friend.
Sometimes people come into my office and say, I want a farm, and I'll give them all the pros and cons and what they need to do, and then I never hear from them again. If there's anything that Morris is, it's certainly persistent. He kept talking about wanting to farm, and I didn't have too many options for him right at the beginning. He kept calling back.
Morris began working for Rick on a research project. Eventually, Rick helped him lease a couple of acres to start a garden. Morris expanded to 8 acres and started a small farm. Then 10 years ago, Rick connected Morris with the Farm Service Agency that helped him buy the property where the Morris Cabolo World Crop Farm now sits. And the rest is history.
I believe Morris is a good soul because he has it in his heart to help people of Liberia and West Africa who have moved here to the U.S. and are longing for the foods that they grew up with.
It's because Morris grew up in Liberia, and his father was also a farmer.
This was a subsistence farming. You farm at the end of the year, you go hungry. I said, well, I will make improvement.
Morris went to university and studied agriculture. But 1989 marked the first civil war to rock his Liberian homeland. Cabolo says he was in college when insurgents stormed his campus.
The rebels grabbed me and God saved my life.
Morris says he escaped to Ghana as a refugee. Liberia's war raged on, and during the second civil war in the country, in the late 90s, early aughts, Morris followed his wife and children to the United States with a dream.
I want to have my own farm.
And my father been pushing all his life to make his dream come true.
That's Ernest Cabolo, Morris's son and protege. He was born in Liberia just as the first war began. He grew up in Ghana, putting his hand in the dirt, just like his dad.
I love to see a smile on his face. I love to see the people smile. And I love to look at it and say, wow, this is an accomplishment.
Ernest and Morris are a dynamic duo. They both work on the farm Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. till 2 p.m., then go to their full-time jobs from 3 till 11. Morris at the Atlantic City Rescue Mission and Ernest at a factory. Then they both work from sunup till sundown, side by side on the weekends.
But it's a passion. It keeps me going, keep my motivation going. I look at my plants going. That's what that makes me happy.
For the Cabolo men, the farm is not about money. It's about service, community, legacy, and vision.
Connecting family together, that unity.
Definitely the work of good souls. If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls.